Welcome to a new pros.com podcast. This month, I had the chance to interview certified pro and pros.com professional trainer, Constantine Kissin, on his upcoming workshops on improving one's essential business skills. These workshops will be held on November 17th, February 16th, and March 30th in the London area. Let's hear what Constantine has to say. Hello, Constantine. Thanks for taking the time to do this interview with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, my first question for you would be, the first workshop in this series is on negotiation and communication skills. What exactly would you say makes someone an effective negotiator?
Well, Maria, there's about 101 different skills and abilities that make somebody an effective negotiator. But there are one or two things that if you don't do them, if you don't have those skills, you will never be a good negotiator. So let me tell you about them, one of them in particular. You know, a good negotiator is not someone who is confident or assertive or driven or good at sales or has any one quality or tried and tested strategy. The best negotiators are people who know what to do and how to behave depending on the situation that they find themselves in. I'm really talking about flexibility. I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, I had to negotiate with two potential clients in one day. In the morning, I got a call from a translation agency here in London, and we negotiated for a good 5 to 10 minutes, and the negotiation was quite direct. It was quite abrupt. You know, the project manager really wanted to stay within his budget, and I was making sure that I was paid what I'm worth. And we did reach agreement in the end, but if you were looking in on the situation from the outside, you'd probably think it was quite a combative discussion. That same evening, I got another call, this time from a very nice lady called Irene. And by listening to her for 10 seconds, I knew that the only way to successfully negotiate with Irene was not to negotiate at all. I either had to accept her offer or turn it down, and there were just a few kind of psychology giveaways in the way she behaved and in what she said that let me know what to do in that situation that was very different from what I had in the morning. So this kind of behavioral flexibility is about doing the right thing at the right time for the right reason, and that's, I would say, one of the most important things.
I know this might seem like an obvious question, but why are negotiation skills important in this business?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because a lot of the time the answer to this question is kind of taken for granted, because, you know, negotiations are about making money, right? Well, it's true to an extent. Of course it's true, but I happen to think there's a lot more to it than that. You know, when I meet fellow freelancers at conferences and other industry events, one of the most common complaints is that translators don't feel in control of their life. They don't feel in control of their business. You know, very often people feel like clients are dictating terms to them, and, you know, nobody likes that. Negotiation skills allow you to do is to have more control of these things. Not only money, but also deadlines, work patterns, relationships with clients, and all kinds of other things. And on top of that, negotiation skills are not just about work. They're not just important in this business or in business in general. You know, if you've ever had to get a child to bed on time or your partner to take the rubbish out, you know the importance of negotiation skills. You know, simply put, negotiation skills allow you to get more of what you want in life.
Definitely. Great information there. So what makes your workshop on boosting one's productivity different from the rest? What topics do you touch on that perhaps aren't covered in other workshops of this nature?
Well, first of all, I have never heard of any workshops of this nature, actually. You know, most productivity workshops I've seen focus on things like, you know, decluttering your office or using filing system or how to sort your emails in the right way and have 200 different folders, stuff like that. You know, these skills are important too, but they're not specific to the translation industry. What we show you during our workshops is how to improve your translation productivity. It's a very big and very important difference. And the way we do that is through different exercises, role play, various techniques borrowed from performance psychology and other areas.
In your productivity workshop preview video, you mentioned that your daily output is roughly 8,000 words for a 4 to 5 hour workday. What would you say is the number one factor that contributes to such a high level of productivity?
The way I think about productivity is probably the same way that an Olympic athlete might think about performance. It's about making sure that everything you do is aligned towards that one goal. And that includes how you work, where you work, the tools you use, how many breaks you take, and when you take them, and what do you do to relax and unwind. We look at everything. And as I mentioned in the preview, one of the biggest things for me was simply knowing that I can be more productive today than I was yesterday. once you know that, the question is, how do you actually achieve that? And that's the question we try to answer during the workshop.
So one last question for you, Constantine. If you could sum up in one sentence why people should attend this workshop, what would that be?
Well, you know, Maria, I'm really not a big fan of the word should. My view is that you're the only person in the world who knows what you should do. I can only give you the information, and then you've got to make the right decision for you. What I would say is that if you want to learn how to raise your rates and be in control of your business, if you want to be more productive and cut out procrastination, and if you want to have more balance in your work and in your life, what I would invite you to do is to have a look at what other people say about the workshops that we run in the feedback section of the pages. That's usually the best way of finding out if something is any good.
Great. Thanks so much again, Constantine. And if you're in the London area this fall, don't miss Constantine's workshops on improving your essential business skills.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks for having me.